2015.
Union President.
Okay, so I'm here with Ron. For those who may not know, what are your key policies?
My key policies, Michael, I would like to sort out the college allocation system by using a magical hat-based sorting system. I'd like to defeat Voldemort once and for all and his dark arts. By dark arts in the Muggle world, I mean littering. And I'd also like to get Butterbeer on tap because I feel that it'd provide more variety for you, Subaz. And finally, I'd like to get rid of all the spiders on campus and swap them for butterflies because spiders are quite creepy and I'm not a fan of them.
Fantastic. We'll be going into a bit more depth on some of your policies later. But first, I want to ask you, how has your previous experience of things you've done help you in the role of UC president?
Well, I started off in my school career with Gryffindor Prefect, which gave me a lot of responsibility, having to deal with first years getting petrified by basilisks. So I do know first aid due to that. And then also I defeated Voldemort before, which I think it means that I'm able to deal with more, shall we say, annoying characters who can be found in campus policies or politics, the people who aren't going to sort of stick to you. I can argue my way through, or worst comes to worst, turn them into a frog.
Right. It does seem, actually, that your experience resides mainly within Hogwarts School rather than University of York. So how would you respond to the potential criticism that you wouldn't be able to understand UC well enough for this role?
Well, the fact is I have a time-turner. And I know I keep bringing this up, but the fact is I can use the time-turner to go back in time, and anything I do get wrong at the end of the year, I'll just go back and sort it and make everything better. At the same time, I think USU is run a lot like Hogwarts, just with less owls, that you have sort of the people who all get together, they're all separate things, I think. And you can see in many of the actual people who run USU, sort of shades of the leadership qualities of Dumbledore, of McGonagall. So I think I'll be able to work well with that.
Okay. Well, is in most of your experience that you've been talking about, it's you've helped to do this, you've helped to do that, and UC president I would describe as a figurehead role, and it requires strong leadership skills. Do you think your status as a sidekick would undermine your electability for this position?
Well, this is one of the main reasons why I'm actually running for this, because Harry's had a lot of the limelight and does like to rub it in my face. However, I think Mrs. Rowling may have kind of changed sort of the autobiography, because she put Harry's name at the first bit of the title, whereas it should have been Harry and Ron and the Goblet of Fire, and Hermione as well, because Hermione helped a lot. We can't forget that as well. But Harry seems to have taken all the limelight. It's gone a bit to his head, literally in the form of a scar.
Again, looking more closely at your policies, one of them is that all kitchen staff should be provided with a miscellaneous item to give them their freedom. How would you respond to the fact that many house elves don't wish to be freed and view it as a punishment, and by freeing them all and taking this choice away from them, we're further undermining their own autonomy?
Well, see, I kind of guessed that a question like this was going to come up, so I briefed myself quite a bit. I've been speaking to Spew, and I've been speaking to Hermione about these, sort of, what would be the best way to do this. And I think the fact is with house elves themselves, whilst they believe that and they see it as a punishment, at the same time, it's been very indoctrinated into them. And I feel that once they are given their freedom, they'll realise kind of they can breathe fresh air, they don't have to, like, iron. And it should be, like, that indoctrination will slowly erode. But I think we've got to fight for them, because otherwise, who will?
Okay. You suggest implementing a hat sorting system for colleges based on shared interests. How would you address important factors within the college system concerning varied prices of accommodation and their location, which for some students are a crucial element?
Yeah, well, I shared for quite a bit with six other boys in the Gryffindor dormitory, and so I know how it can be that there is that slight tension also when different people, for example, Harry had a bit more money than I did, so he could afford some nicer stuff like better brooms. I think that can cause rivalry. However, I think in a way we can sort this just by, I think, promoting, helping out different candidates, a little slip there, but like helping out different people in the college system by sort of, we can spread the wealth. I think it would be a great idea to spread sort of accommodation costs. Also, maybe my policy of free brooms would help people as well, because then some people who are farther away, like people on Hez East, don't have to spend as much money on getting across to get to their lectures in Hez West. And so it just makes it a cheaper alternative for them to live as well.
Okay. So do you actually want the role of UC president, if you don't mind my frankness?
Well, I do, because I need to show Harry who has been rubbing my face in it a lot. He's a lovely man. I love Harry to bits, but he has been rubbing my face in it a lot. Especially it doesn't help with the fact that I see him for dinner quite a lot when he comes over at Christmas with Ginny. And apart from the fact he keeps shoving that in my face as well, it's... Yeah, I think I need to step up to the plate. I stop need to be in the sidekick, because I'm always the one bumbling in the background, cocking everything up, like, oh no, it's Ron, he's misplaced a dragon egg once again. And I feel like I need to step up to the plate and be the one who's not the one being rescued as such.
Well, some people have regarded your vote as an option for apathetic voters. What do you think this says about how students perceive Yusu?
I think students perceive Yusu in is that they sometimes they're not fully engaged. A lot of people, it's something that happens without their remit or doesn't happen in their mind. Like, it's something Yusu goes on in the background and it just happens. And it's only when something goes wrong that then they notice it and see a problem with it. And I think the fact is, whilst it may garner apathetic voters, hopefully these apathetic voters will vote for other people, vote for sort of the others as well as me, in order to kind of, hopefully it'll get them involved in voting, is what I'm trying to say, which I've said very poorly, but I'm under a bit of a confundus charm at the minute, so okay, I'm a bit hesitant on answers.
Okay, so you describe in your manifesto the fantastic work currently being done by Yusu. Magic aside, can you choose one less than fantastic aspect of the current system?
I would say there is a bit more trouble with the fact that there's no owls on campus to send posts. The postal system is a bit of a mess at the minute, and owls would sort this.
Okay, thank you very much for being here, Ron Weasley, and talking to me. Back to you, Kat.
Interviewing every Yusu candidate on University Radio York, 7 p.m. through to midnight.
Candidate Interview Night 2015, only on URY.